Oil continues a steady rise in price. The cost of a barrel of oil gained more than a dollar to close above $105 in trading today. OPEC says it's increasing production to make up for the oil that's no longer flowing out of Libya. Phil Flynn is a senior market analyst at PFG Best Research.
The way things are going, the sky is the limit for both gasoline prices and for oil prices. The risk that we're seeing in the Middle East is unlike anything we've seen before. And to be honest with you, more oil is at risk than at any time in recent memory.
Oh, that's uplifting. And as the price of oil goes up, so does the price of gas. The Energy Department reports today the average gallon of gasoline jumped 14 cents last week to $3.52. Prices are now 77 cents higher than a year ago. And consumers aren't just spending more at the pump. Airlines continue to increase their prices to account for higher fuel costs. The latest carrier to boost its fares, Southwest. It is adding $10 to many round-trip domestic tickets. Last week, Delta and American raised their prices, Delta by $20. Southwest carries more U.S. passengers than any airline and wields great influence over prices. FareCompare.com, a site that tracks ticket costs, says a ticket that costs $200 at the beginning of the year would cost about $260 today. And it's only March. It's Monday. Let's get a look at the week ahead in business with WNYC's business editor, Charlie Herman. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Amy.
Not a lot of economic reports coming out this week. So what's the focus on Wall Street?
Exactly what you're talking about, oil. Really, the concerns about where is oil going and what impact will that have on gasoline prices? What sort of impact could that have on economic growth? Will consumers stop spending on other products because they need to save money and actually pay for gasoline? Do they take this money that they're getting in their paychecks from this payroll tax cut that went into effect at the beginning of the year and using it there instead? We actually, later in the week, will get retail sales figures, but those will be for February. They won't really show this increase in prices that we've seen in the last couple of weeks.
One story that's sure to grab a lot of attention for professional investors this week isn't happening on the trading floor, but in a courtroom. The trial of hedge fund founder Raj Rajaratnam starts tomorrow.
A lot of attention here. Tomorrow we'll get jury selection starting in this trial. This is an allegations of insider trading by Raj Rajaratnam, who started the Galleon hedge fund. There are wiretaps. There are confidential informants. At times, it feels like you're talking more about a mafia-style investigation into how this money was traded. He is defending himself, expected to possibly take the stand as well. And he's saying that he didn't do anything illegal, that he was just a very aggressive trader, got information, and that it was not illegal.
WNYC's Charlie Herman, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Can you believe it? It was just 2 years ago this week that stock markets hit bottom as a result of the financial crisis. The Dow Jones sunk to a measly 6,547. Today, the index closed at 12,090, down 80 points from Friday, but up more than 5,000 points from 2009. The S&P 500, a broader measure of stocks, stood at 677 2 years ago. Today, it closed at 1,310. Joining me now to reflect on this quick comeback is Kelly Evans, a reporter at the Wall Street Journal who writes the daily column Ahead of the Tape. Welcome to the 411, Kelly.
Thanks for having me.
Are you surprised at how quickly the market bounced back?
I think everyone is. I think if you had asked people a couple of years ago where we'd be today, they'd be surprised to know that just how much of the gains we had made back, just how well luxury retailers were doing. Probably also surprised by how persistently high the unemployment rate has been. But I think it's really the snapback and the extent to which people who are a little bit higher income, who are invested in the market, and again, in that segment, have come out of this.
With the Dow up more than 80% from its worst point in just 2 years, there's been some worries we could be in the middle of another financial bubble. How worried should we be?
I think there's a reason why people sense that the rally and a lot of the recovery that's taken place is kind of built on an illusion. It seems as though a lot of what the Federal Reserve has done and the government otherwise has been to try and forestall a lot of the pain during the financial crisis, but then turn around and try and get a recovery going as quickly as possible. And the best way to do that is by using the stock market, and that's pretty much what they've indicated they're doing to some degree. That's what a lot of the bond buying currently happening at the Federal Reserve is about, is pushing investors, pushing people into stocks and into riskier assets like housing even. You know, obviously they'd love to see a rebound happen there. The problem is that I think people are right to feel a little bit of doubt about just how grounded, how realistic it is to see this kind of rally. How long can it go on? Shouldn't we be hunkering down and investing and not, encouraging people to spend so much and pull forward demand and that sort of thing? So, there are no easy answers. And obviously, growth is one of the better ways to fix our deficit problems and, you know, things of that nature. The idea is that at some point, hopefully, those who are lower income or looking for work will benefit, and we've seen the labor market improve lately as a result. But, you know, I do think there's a reason to, you know, to be a little bit skeptical.
Kelly Evans writes ahead of the tape for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks so much for joining us on the 411.
Of course.
This is WNYC.